Coach Pete Susans between periods of the game with Wausau East. Well, I guess let's get the elephant in the room out of the way first, and the situation that happened in the game with Stevens Point. I wasn't there. Talk about the brouhaha and the two suspensions and what you saw.
There was a play at our net. One of our players did what he was supposed to do in between the Stevens Point player and the goalie. They got pushing a little bit, and testosterone kicked in, and went from a push to two sticks come up to throwing some punches with gloves at a helmeted, or a face mask at a helmet. And I'm sure that if anything got hurt, it was people's feelings. Then I guess the next thing that happened, it was a little slow to be broken up, and a couple players took it upon themselves to go in to break it up, which is a no-no in hockey, third man in, even if you're a peacemaker. And both teams got one player a game to queue for fighting, and each team got a third man in penalty, which is a game to queue as well.
Two game misconducts for each team, which means the next one under the rule that's enforced is that your team won't be eligible for the playoffs. So, what do you tell your team at this point as far as playing the game and maybe changing the way you play, not being as aggressive as you normally are? What do you do?
Well, we drew a little diagram on the board. It's going to be our hug zone and rather than our hit zone. But no, honestly, Tom, we have to go out. We got to play. It's still hockey. There's going to be body contact in the game. We have to make sure that we're disciplined, that when we see big numbers, we have to not just pull up and bump. We have to stop. We can't give anybody the option to give us a DQ. But honestly, it's a matter of being disciplined. But we can still play the game. We have a good skating team. We're going to skate, and that's what we're going to do.
What, for fans that maybe don't know, what are the plays that could constitute a game misconduct? What are the things that could be called?
There's 23 different ones. You can start at the end of the game, after a game, if you showed disrespect to an official. There's the checking from behind, obviously, if it's violently into the boards. Spearing. Kicking any opponent with your skates, grabbing a face mask, headbutting, trying to think of some of the other ones, butt ending. I don't have all 23 right off the top of my head.
I didn't know they realized there were that many.
Well, there's 23.
Well, I guess it's up to the official's discretion as to what they call.
Absolutely. And there's some officials that will call it different than others, but that's the same in any sport.
Let's talk a little bit about your team and so far this season. I was looking at the stat sheet. You're averaging almost 4 goals a game, playing a tough schedule. You happy with that kind of offensive production?
Honestly, the first 10 or so games, I wasn't real happy with the way we were playing offensively. We weren't finishing real well and moving the puck the way I think we're capable of. It's been better recently. I thought we, aside from one play that happened down in Stevens Point, I thought we played really well. We moved the puck, created some really good scoring chances. We scored 5 against the goaltender that last year we scored 1 goal in 2 games against. He kept them in the game the first period. We outshot him 17-3. We had chances we could have been up even more than that. So we did some really good things on Tuesday.
And only giving up two a game, you got to be happy with the play of your goaltender and defense.
Sam Wiegert's been steady all year long. 2 goals a game or less is where we want to be. You do that, create a little offense, you get a chance to win every game. So we've done a good job defensively, and it all starts the second day of the team gets a puck. We want to be aggressive forechecking. If you can take it away, it's the easiest way to play defense is in the offensive zone.
And looking at your schedule, you have a lot of depth, and you're probably going to need it playing 4 straight days.
Yeah, and we've got a little bit of illness going through the team, not just me and my voice this way, but I think the Wausau School District has some influenza going around. We've got some players, or a player out that is going to come back, play a little bit today. Hopefully we're being smart and washing our hands regularly and doing all those type of things that you should be doing anyway. But it will test our depth. Plus, with the DQs that happen, we have some players that are going to have to miss some games. So we fortunately have a deep team. We'll call some kids up from the JV to fill in some holes and look forward to playing some great teams.
Knowing the inside of a hockey glove, I would imagine they would kill any germs that are on your hands.
Absolutely. Just the smell of a lot of locker rooms would kill any germs and keep them out. Typically, hockey players are pretty healthy.
As West Head Coach Pete Susans back with more after this, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio. Tom King back here at Marathon Park. We're in our first intermission of the Kuhlman Cup game for this season, and the Wausau West Warriors lead it by a score of 2-0. They got a power play goal, 10:50 mark of the first period. Kevin Conley got the goal with the assists going to Adam Parcells and Kellen Theraldson. Power play goal at the 10:50 mark. It was 1-0. Warriors struck again. Zach Peterson with the goal. And the assists going to Andrew Lee and Logan Clement. Even strength goal at the 13:50 mark. And it was 2-0, and that's where we stand right now. Saves in the period for East goaltender Ian Corbett at 13. And for West goaltender Sam Wiegert, 5 in that first period of hockey. East-West hockey is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Lumberjacks had a couple of opportunities as Austin Cummings let one fly through the crease. That went wide, and then Nick DeVorney put one off the crossbar. But they could not get one in, and we are sitting here with a 2-0 score as both teams have returned to the ice, and we'll get set to go here with the second period. Gabe McGinnity, Landon Danil, Andrew Danil out there for East. The Warriors counter with Zach Peterson, Andrew Lee, and Logan Clement. Lumberjack defense is down on our end of the rink for this period. That's where most of the first period was played, it seemed like. Lumberjack's able to send it into the zone for a moment. Now it's rolled back the other way. Here come the Warriors. Shot! And Corbett makes the save on the shot by Logan Clement. East able to clear it out to center ice. Warriors try to send it back in. McGinnity will send it ahead, though. It's going to be an icing call against East, and a faceoff will come back down in the East defensive zone. Just underway, second period. Warriors leading 2-0. The defensive pairing out there for East, Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb. Their shot off the faceoff goes behind the East net. The defensemen cycle it to each other. Holcomb tries to send it out. McGinnity can't handle it, and it's sent in. Puck slides to the corner. Grabbed by Romanski. He sends it hard off. Held in, but then gets past the defenseman all the way to the other end. Wiegert's going to play it behind his own net. Warriors look to break it out. Long pass ahead. Comes to center ice. Romanski backhands it ahead. And Landon Danil's able to knock it in deep for the Lumberjacks behind the West net. Warriors grab it and quickly break it out the other way. And here they come into the zone. Making a move, but a nice job defensively by Holcomb. Stopping that attack by Justin Anderson. But he fights through the check, comes in front. Corbett made a save. It rolled toward the right side of the net. Nobody could get a stick on it for the Warriors. Now they have it, though. Turning in front, backhanded shot. Corbett makes the save on that. East able to clear it out. Austin Cummings will send the pass ahead. Too far for DeVorney, but it was tipped, so they wave off the icing. And it comes behind the West net. Warriors break it out in front of their own net, and here they come again. Long pass ahead. Bounces over the stick, but into the zone they come. Warriors have it. Justin Anderson sends it out to the point. Shot! Somehow Corbett got a piece of that with traffic in front of him on the shot from the point. Centering pass again. And Cummings will send the long pass ahead to the other side. Nobody there for the Lumberjacks. But the Warriors will run down the loose puck. Now a near turnover in the zone, held in nicely by Nick DeVorney. Comes in front. Oh, Feck wound up. Couldn't get much on that one. Misfired on it. And East able to hold the zone. Warriors looking to break it out. Puck slides toward the net. Now here comes Kevin Conley. He turns on the Jets. Sends the pass ahead. And it's sent in behind the net again. Conley will grab it. Make one man miss. Come in front. Drop pass. Pass back. Shot. No. And it's grabbed by Cravens. They look to clear it. And it does come out of the zone. They wave it off. Said it was held in. Looked like it came out. Here's a shot. Corbett got a piece of that. And it comes all the way down to the other end. The Lumberjacks clear it. And icing is the call against East. 14:26 to play here, second period. Still 2-0 Wausau West. Cody Krasowski out there now with Cravens, Andy Cravens, and Eric Schumacher. Holcomb and Romanski back out on D. Here's a shot off the faceoff by the Warriors. It goes wide off the stick of Cale Bowman. Cravens sends the pass ahead, caught by Krasowski into the zone, takes a shot, goes off a skate wide. Back behind the west net now. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks have it. Cravens gets tied up, though, and now the Warriors able to clear the zone. Here they come. They've got a man coming in. There's a shot. Misfire on that one by Bowman. Grabbed by Romanski. Poke checked away from him, but Sam gets it back. Now he retreats behind his own net. Needs to do something with it. Now backhands it ahead. But they can't clear the zone. Pass down low. Goes wide. Warriors grab control of it. Centering pass. Caught by Conley. Conley poke checked away from him by Cravens. Out to the point. Thrown in there. Blocked. And now Krasowski will have it and send it out of the zone. Long pass ahead to Cravens. But oh, they're going to wave off icing. And the Warriors have to chase it down in their own zone. They send the pass ahead. Out to center ice. Jack Knuckles will send it back the other way. Wiegert comes out to play it behind his own net. And the Warriors get the breakout pass. The Lumberjacks, though, will flip it right back in. Wiegert sticks that to the corner. Grabbed down there by Kellen Therrelson. Sends the pass ahead out to center ice again. Once again, Knuckles sends it toward the net. But the Warriors will flick it back the other way. That's going to be an icing call against West. And the Lumberjacks will get an offensive zone faceoff here. 13:02 to play second period. East-West hockey brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Landon Dano wins the draw back to Knuckles, takes a shot. That deflects to the corner, didn't get through. Warriors look to break it out, and they will. Now they've got a man ahead, but the pass is too long. It's going to be chased down by Knuckles behind his own net. Jack loses an edge and goes down, but able to get the pass ahead to Andrew Danil. Poke checked away from him, but up and out of play into the west bench area, and we get a whistle. Faceoff will come just outside the east blue line. Landon Danil will take the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Looks like that's Justin Anderson for West. Warriors send it in behind the east net again. Slides off the side of the net. Romanski got his stick lifted. Now the puck comes loose to the far boards. Warriors try to control it. Lumberjacks will grab it and send it the length of the ice. That, once again, will be an icing call against East. And we get another whistle here with 12:25 to play in the second period. Landon Danil will again take the draw against Justin Anderson. And the puck knocked down into the corner. Gabe McGinnity sends it around to the near boards. Landon Danil's going to pick it up. Try to turn on the Jets. Oh, he didn't get to center ice before he dumped it in. Icing will be the call against East once again. Landon Danil was about a stride away from center ice when he flipped it in, but they call icing. And the faceoff once again comes down in the East defensive zone. Goals by Kevin Conley and Zach Peterson here tonight for the Warriors. They lead it 2-0. Face off, and they tie up Anderson. Romanski has it. Pass ahead off the stick of Feck. It's still in the zone now. Shot, that went wide. Warriors have it. Another shot that got knocked away by Holcomb, and now off the glass and out of the zone by Romanski. DeVorney was trying to get it. Piece of that, but West sent it back the other way. It's still loose in the neutral zone. Now the Warriors retreat, and now they look to send it ahead. That'll be icing against West, and the faceoff will come down on the other end. East will get the offensive zone faceoff here with 11:46 to play. Well, we didn't have very many stoppages of play in the first period, but man, we're getting a lot of icing calls here in the second. A lot of stoppages of play here so far. Big crowd here tonight. This is the only game on the schedule involving East or West tonight, so all the fans have been able to come out and watch this one. No basketball tonight. Shot thrown in from the point and then blocked and out of the zone. Lumberjacks trying to chase it down. Instead, it's going to be taken in by Conley. You don't want to let him get going with it in the open ice. Centering attempt by Alex Gessler is knocked aside. Now he gets it back. Tries to get the pass in front, knocked away by Cummings and out of the zone. Austin Cummings knocked that one out for Lumberjacks. Pascula sends it ahead. Cummings will backhand it in. Warriors chase it down, and quickly they look to attack back the other way. Pass ahead. Here comes Conley. Puck knocked away from him back behind the net. Pascula and Conley get tangled up. They both go down. Warriors able to grab control of it. And Pascula takes it away from Conley and sends it off the glass, but Warriors hold the zone. It deflects down into the corner. Hard shot from the point by Parcells for the Warriors. Now Conley dancing with it in the corner. Don't let him skate in front with it. Now he'll pass it ahead. It goes off one of his teammates and out of the zone. All the way down to the other end. Warriors need to chase it down. West looking to break it out. Long pass ahead. And here comes Conley again. One thing Conley does, he takes really long shifts. There's a poke check away to the boards by Cravens. Battle here in the near corner. Puck comes loose. Centering pass comes out to the faceoff dot. Now sent over to the opposite blue line, but it comes out of the zone. Warriors need to regroup. They'll send it in. Knuckles will run it down for the Lumberjacks. And he'll try to send it out. Warriors hold the zone, though. Centering pass. Krasowski sent behind his own net. And Romanski will send it off the glass. Can they get it out? They will to center ice. Now Cravens will carry it into the zone. Centering pass. He's got Krasowski. He couldn't get a stick on it. West able to clear the zone. Schumacher tried to clear that. Couldn't get it out. Warriors have it behind the east net again. Centering pass. That's knocked away by Schumacher. Puck down in the corner. Battle for it there. Comes loose to the near corner. Knuckles flips it up off the glass, and it rolls out. West needs to tag up. They'll come back to center ice and try to set up the attack. Battle for the puck at center ice. Warriors control it. Into the zone they come. Andrew Lee. Lee carries it in. Looks. Centering pass, but the man got tied up. Good defense there, tying up Anderson in front. East able to clear it out. Now Knuckles knocks it to center ice. Warriors send it cross ice and into the zone they come. Justin Anderson makes a move, shoots. Corbett to save the rebound. Goes off the post and to the corner. Big opportunity for West right there. They couldn't get it. Corbett made the initial save, but the rebound was right there. Warriors still have it in the zone. Parcells fires one in. That was blocked and then knocked to the corner. Schumacher got that right in his back, I think, but he's up and he's okay. Battle in the corner for the puck now. Romanski's over there along with McGinnity and Schumacher. Schumacher tries to send it off the boards. West holds his own, fired back in, and down into the near corner. And now we've got a penalty coming. It's going to be against the Warriors. And it is going to be an interference call against West. Adam Parcells is going to go to the box. And East will get a power play here, trailing 2-0 with 8:15 to play in the second period. So the Lumberjacks get an opportunity here with the man advantage. Let's see what they can do with it. And the Warriors quickly able to clear the zone off the faceoff. Now it's sent up and deflects out of play and we get a whistle. Not too many penalties in this game. But Parcells gets one here for interference, and East will get a power play. They haven't had a whole lot of success this year with the man advantage. It's the idea of setting up and getting control of the puck and setting it up. And now out to the point, Craven sends it in, blocked, but now it's Knuckles with it. Knuckles shoots high, and Wiegert dropped it, but a quick whistle as one of the officials lost sight of the puck and blew the whistle. And we'll get another faceoff here. Wiegert got a piece of that, but dropped it, but the official had already blown his whistle. And that stops play. Puck comes loose and out of the zone. Knuckles has to chase it down. He's going to be chased. Coming in hard on the forecheck. And now nobody gets over on the far boards in time to grab the puck. The Warriors are able to grab it shorthanded. Warriors in control of the puck shorthanded behind the east net. Knuckles sends it back over there. Now Devorney will send it back to Knuckles, and they'll set it up. They get the pass ahead. Cravens being pressured, avoids the pressure, sends the pass cross ice. It's deflected. Here comes West into the zone, shorthanded. And the Warriors controlling the puck again. Conley's got it. We got to go get the puck. He walks it right in, dances around, centering pass. Nobody there, and now East has numbers. They got to go, though. Devorney carries it into the zone. Devorney His shot deflected. Comes out to the point. Cravens throws it at the net. And the goal! And the Lumberjacks are on the board with a power play goal here. And it's 2-1. I don't know if it was deflected or not. Cravens threw it at the net. And East is on the board, 2-1. Cravens fired that in from the blue line. There was traffic in front, and I don't know if somebody deflected it or not. We'll find out, but it's 2-1 now, Warriors, with 7:06 to play second period on a power play for the Lumberjacks. That power play didn't look too promising there for most of it, but they got the goal as Andy Cravens was able to fire one in low from the blue line. Might have deflected. Puck dropped at center ice. Warriors grab it and will send it in. They're going to give the goal to Nick DeVorney on the deflection. So DeVorney gets the goal. Here comes East out of the zone with it. Feck to DeVorney. Tries to give it back to Feck. Intercepted now. Near turnover in the zone. But DeVorney couldn't handle it. Now here comes West back the other way. Andrew Lee along the far boards. Puck grabbed by Holcomb. Sent around the boards. The opposite blue line. West holds it in. Romanski loses his stick. And now Feck will pick up the loose puck. Here he comes into the zone with it. Makes one man miss. Carries it in. Tries to center it. It's poke checked away from him down into the corner. Warriors will grab it. Cravens holds it in, though, for the Lumberjacks. Centering pass. Krasowski takes a shot. That deflects wide. Lumberjacks got a little jump in their step now after that goal. Knuckles goes D to D with it. One-timer by Holcomb. That goal's wide. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Centering pass. And the goal! And the Lumberjacks have tied it up! .557 to play here in the second period, and East has scored two quick goals. This one an even strength tally, and we are tied at two. Ian Corbett's going crazy, dancing around. He is a goaltender that wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he was out at the blue line exhorting his team, and they have scored here to tie the game. That was a scrum in front of the net, too. We'll see who scored that one. Faceoff coming at center ice. Now we may have a problem with the glass over on the far side. We're going to have a delay here. Great. The Lumberjacks went over and were celebrating in front of their fans and may have dislodged a pane of the glass over there on the far side. Oh, man. You've got all the momentum in the world, and now you're going to get a delay if they have to replace one of the panes of glass over there on the far side. So we'll take a timeout here and come back as they take a look at the glass over there on the far side. And while they do that, we'll take a break. 5:57 to play, second period. Tied at two. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Marathon Park. They have repaired the glass, and we are back to action here in the second period. Tied at two. Puck loose at center ice right now. They try to get it in. Lumberjack defense grabs it, tries to send it out. Turnover in the zone. They didn't clear it. West has it in the corner. Justin Anderson behind the East net. Out to the point. They go D to D. Parcells fires it. That goes wide. And over to the far boards. East can't clear it. Out on top. There's a shot. That deflects over the top by Parcells. He's firing some bombs from out there. East needs to get it out of the zone. Andrew Daniel along the boards trying to dig it out. Warriors come out of there with it. Big check right there. Puck knocked back to the boards again. Comes out to the blue line. Parcells holds it in. Now it's going to be a shot. Parcells took the shot after the whistle. Well after the whistle. That should be a penalty. I don't think they're going to call it, though. The whistle had sounded, and Parcells wound up and took the shot well after the whistle. Offside was the call against West. They're going to not call a penalty on that. So the faceoff will come outside the East blue line. And Feck sends it down off the faceoff to the other end. Warriors try to chase it down behind their own net. Now they break it out to the center of the ice, and here come the Warriors back the other way. Quickly ahead. Into the zone. Offside the call. Conley got in early, and offside is the call against the Warriors as they come out on the attack. 4:28 to play here, second period. We are tied at two. Two goals in the period for the Lumberjacks. Tied it up. Faceoff comes outside the zone. Conley taking the draw with Feck. It's loose. Conley now grabs control of the puck and will try to flip it in. It goes off the back of one of his teammates. Now he comes in and hits the post. And Corbett will sit on it. Conley fired it from the slot and it hit the crossbar. That was a rocket. Of course, Conley is only a junior, and he's already declared he's going to play hockey at the University of Denver. He is fast, and he's got a hard wrist shot. Face off to the left of Ian Corbett. Holcomb will grab it. Comes out to the point again. Metzinger shoots, and getting down to block the shot was Romanski. He got down on the ice and blocked that. West still has it behind that. Centering pass, they had a man in the slot. He couldn't get the shot away. East able to clear it. Good opportunity for the Warriors right there to break the tie. They couldn't do it. And now the long pass ahead by West is grabbed by Sam Romanski. He sends a cross-ice pass off the boards. Warriors send it back the other way. They've got it at center ice. We'll send it in and deflect it to the corner. Corbett sticks that aside. Battle in the corner for it. Centering pass grabbed by Ben Feck. Backhands it out to the point. And that's shot in and goes wide again. He's looking to clear it. Cummings able to get it out. Now Feck will pick it up at center ice. He's going to carry it in. Get rubbed off the puck in the corner. Now Cummings has it. Back behind the West net. Comes to the near corner. Battle for it there. Out to the point. Held in. Jack Knuckles. Down in the corner. Warriors will grab it there. Metzinger will break it out on the other side. But it's held in nicely by Cravens and Krasowski. Puck loose along the boards there. Now it's pinned up against the boards. Cravens and Krasowski trying to dig it out. We got four or five players over there trying to dig it out. Normally they blow a whistle by this time. And now they finally will, and we'll get a face-off. There were like five players over there. It looked like a mite game with all the players on one side of the ice trying to dig the puck off the boards. And finally, they got a whistle and a face-off coming. 2:54 to play here, second period. 2-2. Entertaining game. Faceoff comes all the way over to the far boards. Can East hold his own? Yeah, Piscola got there and held his own down into the corner. Now the Warriors will grab it. Cross ice breakout pass, and they get it out of the zone. Knuckles hurries over, though, and sends it back the other way. Warriors look to attack again. They chip it in. Comes behind the net. Knuckles is going to send it hard around the boards, but it's held down in by the Warriors. Trying to get it out from down in the corner is Drew Pearson. He gets tied up. They get it out to the point. Kellen Therrelson throws it at the net. The save made by Corbett. It's still loose. Corbett's down on his knees. And now it's cleared to the side boards. Can East get it out? Krasowski looks to clear it. Can't get it out. Now Schumacher will. And the puck comes out to center ice. Warriors grab it and they want to attack. Here they come into the zone. Centering pass. They had a man. But it goes off the stick of Cale Bowman to the corner. Battle for it there. Puck comes out to the point. Penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. Delayed penalty. West has the extra skater on. Look out! There's a shot. Corbett the save. And we get a whistle, and the Warriors are going to get a power play here on a slashing call against Andy Cravens. And it will be the man advantage for West in a tie game with a minute 44 to play in the second period. Lumberjacks just need to hold on here. They know they just want to get into the locker room now, tied at two. But they've got to do it with the penalty killers on the ice. Faceoff comes down into the corner. Romanski's going to send it hard and gets it out of the zone, down to the other end. Wiegert comes out of the net to play it, gives it to Conley. Conley sends the pass ahead. Puck still at center ice. They want Conley to handle it. Here he comes into the zone. Conley backs up to the blue line. Now he goes cross ice. Jacob Evans, freshman out there on the power play for the Warriors. Conley winds up. Now it's intercepted by Landon Daniel and sends it the other way. A minute 13 remaining in the period. West retreats and will grab it. Evans sends the pass ahead. Goes too far. Landon Daniel will send it back in. Now here come the Warriors back again. They get the pass to Conley. He's dancing through pressure. Don't let him get ahead of steam. Carries it in. Looks. Turns. Makes a move. Walks it in. Centering pass. And Corbett made a save. A sliding save over and got it under his arm on the shot by Alex Gessler. Great pass from Conley to the back door. Gessler went backhand, tried to go top shelf, and Corbett made the save under his arm and gets a whistle with 49 seconds to play in the period. They drop the puck, comes out in front, and cleared out of the zone by Gabe McGinnity. Here come the Warriors. Into the zone they come. Behind the net is Parcells being harassed by Romanski. Now poke checked away by McGinnity. Can they clear the zone? No, held in, shot. That deflects to the corner by Jack Knuckles. Warriors have it, though, behind the net. Looking, making a move, trying to get free. Centering pass comes out in front. He's can't clear it. Warriors hold the zone. D&D, one-timer and a goal. And just like that, you can't clear the zone, and you give up a power play goal in a tie game. That was a big slapper from the point by Parcells, and they score as I think Corbett got screened a little bit, but the key play there was the inability to clear the zone when they had a chance, and the turnover costs them, and a power play goal gives West the lead here, 3-2 with 16 seconds remaining in the second period. Face off at center ice. Puck slides into the zone again, comes right in. Corbett sticks that to the corner. Holcomb will have it, try to get it out along the far boards. And once again, they can't clear the zone, 3 seconds. And now it slides to the corner, and that's how the second period will come to an end. Well, from the highs to the lows, the Lumberjacks scored 2 goals in the period to tie and then gave up a power play goal as they failed to clear the zone. And West was able to get it in and take the lead back here by a score of 3-2. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East Coach Dean Rasmussen. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.